the rest of the story. In some way, Sadie Berlinger was a prisoner of West 118th Street in New York, now notorious Harlem. But for the most part, that five-flight walk up between Lenox and Fifth was simply a place in which to plot her adventures. How did she manage it all? Working part-time as a department store detective while caring for a husband and five children while nurturing her own dreams. Well, the point is that Sadie did manage, with her husband's help. For the minute she learned that somebody was filming a motion picture somewhere in New York, she was out the door. And Mr. Berlinger was suddenly in charge of four growing sons and a baby daughter that slept in an open bureau drawer. "They're looking for a mature woman today," Sadie would often announce, and off she'd run to wherever they were making the movie. Of course, the mature woman was to remain in the distant background while the real movie star strutted and fretted through their close-ups. Still, work as an extra for street scenes and the like earned Sadie as much as $1.50 a day. More than enough incentive to keep promoting her anonymity. Sadie always had plenty of interesting stories to share when she would return home in the evenings about something a big star said or did, about how they shot a winter scene in the Bronx in July using heaps of rock salt for snow, and Mr. Berlinger, who had stayed home to make the meals and get the older boys off to school and feed and change the baby, would nod and he would smile, admiring his wife's accomplishments. Now, in those times when the motion picture industry was just sprouting its wings, the important companies were Keystone and Vitagraph, Eclair and Pathé. One day, Sadie heard that Pathé was making a movie called The Perils of Pauline, hiring for a small part in it. That was the good news. The bad news was that there was no cast opening for a mature woman. Instead, the director was looking for a small boy who, according to the plot, was to be thrown from a moving train. Well, Sadie, reluctant to pass up $1.50, grabbed her 5-year-old by the hand and headed off to New Jersey, where The Perils of Pauline was being filmed. "But I don't want to be thrown from a train," the little boy protested, to which mother explained that movie makers know how to do such things without anybody getting hurt. And as it turned out, she was right, for her small son, who was chosen for the part, listened very carefully to the man talking through the megaphone. He did everything he was told to do. At the crucial moment, a bundle of rags was hurled from the train in his place. Well, you can imagine, the stories around the dinner table were especially exciting that night. And the stories that were told that night would be retold and remembered in the Berlinger family forever. For you see, Sadie never did become a movie star. And yet her little boy's first taste of play acting was to become a powerful, insatiable hunger that was never to be satisfied in most of 100 years. Maybe until this moment you never heard of Sadie Berlinger, department store detective, mother of five, aspiring actress, eternally consigned to the distant background. But somewhere along the miles and miles of celluloid in the annals of silent film, there are a few frames of a child about to be thrown from a train, which comprised the 1913 motion picture debut of little Milton Berlinger. Milton Berl? Milton Berl. And now you know the rest of the story.